from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker. Oakland residents are still waiting on the last word about who will be their next mayor. The Alameda County Registrar said this afternoon that some provisional ballots had yet to be counted. That could mean that final results won't be released until the end of the week. As the numbers currently stand, City Councilmember Gene Kwan holds a 51-49% lead over former State Senate leader Don Parada. Under the city's ranked choice voting system, Parada came out well ahead in the tally of first choice votes. But Kwan took the lead when second choice votes were counted for Rebecca Kaplan. She was the third place finisher. Many analysts consider that turnabout a political shocker. Second place finishers have never overtaken the leader in San Francisco's ranked choice system. Stephen Hill was the architect of Oakland's ranked choice system, working with the city attorney to draft the charter amendment voters approved back in 2006. Stephen Hill, Don Parada is claiming that voters found the ranked choice system confusing. Is that borne out as you look at the actual ballots voters cast?
No, it's not what I see in the numbers at all. In fact, quite the opposite. You see that, for example, one of the things we look at to see if voters are confused is the number of invalid ballots. And 99.8% of the ballots were valid. Voters cast a valid vote in the Oakland mayor's race. Also, when it comes to ranked choice voting, the 72% of Oakland voters in that mayor's race ranked three different candidates. That's a pretty high percentage. That shows that voters were using their ranked ballots effectively. They had some idea of which candidates they liked, and they were able to mark those ballots.
What would constitute an invalid vote?
An invalid vote would be if someone, whether it's an RCV or non-RCV race, if they pick more than two candidates for their choice. And so they can't discern who do you want to vote for because you've picked two candidates.
These are optical scan ballots where you actually make a line across showing which candidate you're picking.
That's right. You do that to two candidates.
Mm-hmm.
And by doing that, you have overvoted, as it's called, and that's an invalid ballot.
Gene Kwan was written off by a number of analysts who've studied ranked choice results in the past, where a candidate behind by more than 6% rarely overtakes the first place finisher. Kwan was behind after election night the next day by 11 points. So what happened?
Whenever you have front runners, you expect that unless something dramatic happens, that those front runners are going to continue to pick up votes and end up winning. In this case, what happened is that you actually had a very solid coalition of candidates as well as their voters that did not want the front-running candidate, Don Parada. And so you saw the voters for Rebecca Kaplan, for example.
Yeah, she's also a city councilwoman.
Is a city councilwoman, and she was in third place. And when she was eliminated from the tally, her votes by a ratio of 3-1 went to Gene Kwan instead of to Don Parada. And similarly, when fourth place candidate Joe Toon was eliminated.
Yeah, and he's a professor at UCSF.
That's right. His votes also went in a very high ratio to all the other candidates except for Don Parada.
What about turnout? The city moved its mayoral vote from June to November when it created this system. Did more Oakland residents vote this time than they did in 2006?
Yes. In 2006, for the mayoral election that elected Ron Dellums, about 83,000 voters participated in that election. In this election, by getting it over in November with a single ranked choice voting election, about 105,000-106,000 voters will end up participating. So that's about a 27% increase over the 1996 election.
I guess you would approve of that. You campaigned for more civic engagement.
That's right. I think we need to look for ways to both to boost voter turnout as well as to make them more efficient and more effective by also reducing from two elections to one. The city of Oakland just saved quite a lot of money because taxpayers don't have to pay for the administration of two elections. It was over in a single election.
Thanks so much for talking to us.
My pleasure.
Stephen Hill is a consultant to Fair Vote and an activist for ranked choice voting systems. I'm Cy Musiker. More news online at kqednews.org.